Our game is almost complete. We need to implement the game loop. Most games are controlled by a game loop, which executes many times per second. Within this game loop, we can check for collisions, perform enemy AI, and scoring. The physics controller fires an event called Timer Loop, which we can use for this purpose. We've already created an event handler for Timer Loop, which is right here at the bottom, and it's currently empty. Let's add in a couple of event handlers, and we'll also handle this collision event with this code. So what the timer loop is doing is it's going to check to see if any of the pucks have been shot, and if their velocity has slowed down to a point where it's the next player's turn. So we have to keep tracking. In this case, it's going to say when the puck is moving at less than 3 pixels per game loop, then we're going to go ahead and set up the next puck. And that set up the puck method, you'll remember, does the scoring. The collision event is going to see if any of the pucks have collided with that side sensor, all of those rectangles we put around the game board. And if it has, then we're going to play this lost puck animation. And that's going to create the illusion of the puck falling off the table. Let's go ahead and build this. And it looks like we have a couple of errors. When we drag those controls on, I neglected to name them. So let's fix that really quick. We just need to quickly give some variable names to our player up and score controls. So we'll call this UC scoreboard 1. And the player up control UC player up 1. Let's try running with F5. And you can see it set up the first puck and the message says it's your turn, grab the puck and we can shoot it. And the red player comes next. We have one more puck to shoot here. And you can see the scoring is working as well. So far, we've created a Silverlight 3 web-based version of a shuffleboard game. Next, we'll quickly port this to Windows Phone, taking advantage of some of the platform's capabilities, such as multi-touch. We'll do this by using linked files, which point back to our existing Silverlight 3 project. Let's right-click our Silverlight solution file and select Add New Project. And under Windows Phone, we'll select Windows Phone Application, and let's name this shuffleboard.windowsphone. Zoom out a bit. And let's delete this default UI for title grid and content grid. And we'll convert our layout root grid to a canvas. And now let's bring in our physics assemblies we need. I'm going to right-click in the Windows Phone project and select Add Reference. And from the download, you can go to the Windows Phone subdirectory. And we need Farseer Physics, the Farseer Helper, and Physics Behaviors. We're also going to be using Behaviors, and we want Blend to add a reference to the Interactivity assembly. A really easy way to do that is to just drag in an existing behavior. And then we'll delete it. And just to show you, that added into our references here, the System Windows Interactivity Assembly. Next, we're going to link back to the files we created in our Silverlight web project. So if we right-click our Windows Phone project, we can select Link to Existing Item, and we can browse to our development project. And so I've navigated to our subdirectory for the web project, and I'm going to add in main game, player up, puck, and scoreboard. So we don't want to take main page because our main page in this project is designed for a Windows Phone device. And we're also going to need our table image, so in our Windows Phone project, let's add a new folder named images. And again, we'll link back to that image we used for the table. Let's try building the project. And that succeeded. So now we will have access to those user controls in the assets library. Let's take our main game control, and we're going to drag that onto layout root. Let's make sure that's at the top left. And we're ready to run our Windows Phone project. So let's go to the projects panel, and we'll set the Windows Phone project as the startup project. And let's try running. So at this point, the emulator will come up. Unless you have a Windows 7 device, they are not available yet. But by the time you get through this tutorial, they may be. And select OK, and our game is up. So you can see that the performance is probably pretty choppy. It might even be choppier than this, but we're going to improve that a bit in a moment. Because there's a couple problems. One might be that your video card drivers are out of date, or your video card just doesn't support DirectX 10, and that's required for hardware acceleration in the emulator. But we can also do some things in Silverlight, like add hardware acceleration to make this performance a lot better. We're going to do that in a bit. So far, we've used a simple mouse event-based input mechanism for shooting the pucks. But on the Windows Phone 7 platform, we can do better than that by using multi-touch events. These events include an inertia property, which will make our puck physics more realistic. Since we're going to support two different platforms now, both web and Windows Phone, we need to introduce a conditional compilation symbol so that the compiler can differentiate between each platform's code. We need to do this in Visual Studio. I'm going to right-click the solution and select Edit in Visual Studio. And on the Windows Phone project, we're going to select Properties and go to the Build tab. And we're going to add in here a compilation symbol, which will be Windows underscore Phone. Now we can code around Windows Phone specific logic within our project. Let's go into the main game code behind. And we want to handle different events on Windows Phone. So let's find inside the initialized event. This is where we're wiring up the mouse event handlers. But let's change that code a bit so that if we're running on Windows Phone, it will use the manipulation events. So you can see on the phone we have manipulation starter. That's when the user's fingers go down on the screen. We have a delta, which is when they're moving on the screen, and then a completed event when they lift their fingers off. Let's add in the event handlers for those events. So this is where our conditional compilation comes in again. If we're running on Windows Phone, we want to define these event handlers only in that case. So this is very similar to the mouse events we used in the web version, but one of the main differences is in the completed event, we have access to a final velocities attribute within this event handler. And within that, we have a linear velocity attribute in both the X and Y. And so depending on how the user slid the puck, how fast and with how much force, we can apply our physics using those parameters. So this will give us a much more realistic input with the physics. Let's save this, and we'll switch back to Blend and bring in the changes. And now let's run the project. Okay, so we can feel a bit of a difference here now. And again, it's still a little choppy, and in the next step, we're going to look at improving that performance.